All right, everybody, Frank Vespi here on Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio, the podcast. Going to be joined now by a guy who knows pretty much all there is to know about the history of certainly Colonial Downs and racing, thoroughbred racing in Virginia, and is also the author of the eponymous Nick's Picks, which was long considered a guide to making money at Colonial Downs. Nick Hahn, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
So it's kind of the biggest day in the Virginia racing calendar, Saturday at Laurel Park. Unfortunately for Virginia, the biggest day in the racing calendar is in Maryland, but I guess you take your shots where you can get them. What are some thoughts you might have or things you're looking forward to seeing on Saturday at Laurel with all three graded races from Colonial Downs and then five Virginia bred stakes?
Yeah, you know, some interesting angles here with this being, you know, Virginia's day at the races up at Laurel. I get a little nostalgic, you know, about racing in Virginia, and you come across some horses that you remember. There'll be several horses today that raced at Colonial Downs and performed well. And they're still racing long after Colonial Downs closed back in 2013. And, you know, this is our third year without racing in Virginia. And yet, you know, that class gets smaller and smaller, that, you know, Colonial alumni class. But there are several horses, you know, looking to defend their titles in some of these races coming up. So that it's something to kind of look at throughout the day. The Commonwealth Derby, you know, no longer called even – they couldn't even save the name of the Virginia Derby. But, the Commonwealth Derby, as it's now run for so many years, the Virginia Derby, and you know, it's still has attracted there's still a connection between the races like the Kent and the Secretariat. And, you know, horses will be coming out of those races to race in the Commonwealth Derby on Saturday.
In fact, since you mentioned the Commonwealth Derby, the $200,000 Grade Two race at a shortened distance this year of a mile and an eighth, down from a mile and a quarter, and you mentioned the Kent and the Secretariat. And in fact, American Patriot, who is the favorite in this race, is coming out of both of those races. He won the Grade Three Kent at Delaware Park in July, and then followed that up with a good third place finish. Beaten just three quarters of a length in the Grade One Secretariat at Arlington Park. So he looks to sort of continue that connection you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a horse by the name of Hill Pay that could, you know, Larry Jones, they've run side by side before, but, you know, looking down, it's a, you know, field of 10. You have two horses in this field that have sires that actually ran against each other in the 2004 Virginia Derby with Deeply Undervalued, who sired by Kitten's Joy, a Chad Brown trained horse coming in. And then Artie Thriller, who in that very, you know, sired by Artie Schiller, obviously. And that's, you know, those two ran first and second in the 2004 Virginia Derby, those sires. And, you know, those are horses that'll, you know, the bloodlines are still connected to this race. And, you know, American Patriot, like you mentioned, certainly going to be tough.
Yeah, and actually, if the sire exacta reprises itself with Kitten's Joy and Artie Schiller in the form of Deeply Undervalued and Artie Thriller, you're going to get paid pretty nicely, because Deeply Undervalued is 6-1 on the morning line, Artie Thriller 15-1. So you're certainly going to enjoy that outcome if it comes to be. One race prior to that is the Commonwealth Turf Cup, also being run at a shortened distance this year of 1 mile. And one of the interesting runners in this race, I believe the favorite, the 12 horse Force the Pass, among his many accomplishments is a win in the Grade Three Penn Mile and another one in the Grade One Belmont Derby, and was third following that up in the Secretariat last year, looking to find the winning range for the first time in 2016. And also some local interests, a couple of Rodney Jenkins trainees and some other horses. What are you looking for out of the Turf Cup this year?
Force the Pass came out of the Commonwealth Derby last year at Laurel. Didn't run bad in this race. This was a horse that was we talked about this on Off to the Races, coming through the Penn Mile and the Belmont Derby, the new race. So, force the pass. Let's see how well this horse can still, I'm expecting this horse to run well. Alan Goldberg had some heartbreaks, and I mean, he had some of the most heartbreaking losses you'll ever see in the Colonial Turf Cup and the Virginia Derby when the Turf Cup was run as a 3-year-old only race. So, it looks like he has the horse, and he got a little bit of an opportunity for vengeance here, perhaps with Force the Pass.
And this is an interesting race. A lot of different ways to go. You've got kind of a couple local horses I mentioned. You've got Christophe Mont coming here with Black Type. You've got some others. One horse that I think is a little bit interesting to me is the Nile Saville trainee, Mr. Brightside. The 3 horse is 15-1. This is a horse that is grade 2 placed. It was second in the Twilight Derby at Santa Anita last year. Made just a single start so far this year. He was a closing fourth in the Laurel Dash. Not a bad performance at 6 furlongs. Stretches out to a mile here, which might be a little bit better distance for him. Second off the layoff, although wheeling back kind of on short rest, and Sheldon Russell keeps them out. I think he's a little bit of an interesting play, and you're going to get richly rewarded if he's involved at the end of this race.
Sure. With the, racing over in England before coming over to the States about this time last year, that's something that Colonial always tried to do that. The racing secretaries always tried to get these horses over from Europe to run in these races, and there seemed to be some interest. They just never got really as many as they would have liked. Interesting horse for sure with Mr. Brightside there.
Turning our attention now to the fifth race, the Grade 3 Commonwealth Oaks, mile and an eighth, $150,000 purse for the 3-year-old fillies. And another big field here. They got big fields everywhere. 11 horses in this one, Nick. And Stella Rose, Christophe Clement trains for Stronic Stable, is the 5-2 favorite. And horse is going to be ridden by Trevor McCarthy, who, if everything breaks right, could have himself quite a day on Saturday. Are you feel like this is a race where you beat the favorite, or do you swallow the chalk here?
No, I'm going to try and beat the favorite with Noble Beauty here. I think Sired by Kitten's Joy got put up in the pucker up, and maybe an opportunity here. A little nostalgic, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast here. The Commonwealth Oaks, the former Virginia Oaks, very interesting race. Art Fan, Bill Backer had a horse that won this race back in 2004. What a character, Bill Backer was, and big Virginia breeding interest. Had some horses running on Saturday. Jerry Bailey won this race with My Typhoon back in 2005. Here was Jerry Bailey coming to Colonial Downs. It was certainly a big day when some of the national jockeys came to compete in these races. So it's an interesting race here, but I think I may take a shot here with Noble Beauty. Just kind of like the way the horse ran in the Arlington race there.
A couple of horses I'll just quickly point attention to. One is the 7, My Impression, for Shug McGahee. I think you draw a line through that last race because a bad stumble and the jockey wrapped up on him. Her prior form puts her right there. The 8 horse, a little interesting. Super Allison has Forest Boyce up. Forest Boyce, the only rider to win this race twice, interestingly enough, and has won the last 2 years. We're going to have to scoot. Nick Hahn, thank you so much for joining Off to the Races, and good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward to 11 races, big day. Two Notch Roads running on Saturday, Complete Street, just a lot of good horses to look at on the undercard as well in the understakes races there. So looking forward to it. Going to be no rain or anything forecasted. Looks like it's going to be a great day.
All right, sounds good. Nick Hahn, everybody, thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you down the road.